Live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
First things first.
So, I don't know if you saw yesterday in Parliament, right? A kerfuffle ensued between Julius Malema and the President of South Africa, Mr. Cyril Ramaphosa. I'll play some clips for you just to give you context about what was going down. This is what Julius Malema had to say.
Thank you, Deputy Speaker. Mr. President, I don't know wittingly or unwittingly when you were answering the question about our relationship with the USA. Not once have you mentioned DERCO or Minister of International Relations. And this is as a result of you having met Elon Musk during the UN General Assembly and knowing very well the views of Elon Musk about South Africa, racist, white supremacist views about South Africa, which led to you meeting him because you thought you were going to clarify those issues. Unrepentant racist became emboldened and then made more bad remarks about South Africa even after meeting you physically. You still saw a need to go outside the diplomatic channels and made a contact with an individual, not using diplomatic relations or mechanism within which we resolve diplomatic disputes as South Africa. Don't you think you individually have emboldened white people to undermine us, and you have single-handedly destroyed the diplomatic relations of South Africa with other countries? And you have destroyed and juniorized the Department of International Relations.
Okay. So, again, you know I like Julius. And I guess with some instances he's got a point. Like, for example, with the emboldening of racists, I think he's got a point there. But this debate is not, well, this particular conversation is something that he should have raised in the debate. Specifically not this point. And I think President Cyril Ramaphosa took exception as well, because this is how he responded.
Now, Honorable Malema, ke khopela ntweleng we fela. O ska le ka go lwantsa president le minister wa gagwe. Bjalo wena o nyaka go kena ka mogare. Taba ya go shuma ha ka le minister wa waka, a e batle wena. Emela ka thuko.
And that's the truth.
You know one thing
I found really.
One thing I find interesting about our president, whenever he feels undermined, he always goes into Vinak. If you listen carefully to that, he almost slipped and said, "Uska leka wandela."
No, but you know why? It's because Julius himself, when you are speaking about white people, he also spoke in Vinak. And I think he did it because a lot of these clips have been going viral. Mm. So he didn't want Elon Musk to retweet it. So basically, you're talking about, hey, and so that's why the president responded to him like that. The first time this happened, by the way, is when the president was addressing Julius Malema about how he speaks about his dad.
Oh, yes.
Like, you spoke about my father. Mm. Then the man came out. That wasn't the president there. That was that's like Mano Amano.
Even here.
Yeah, that was Mano Amano. Like, yeah. You see?
Even here, you can tell it's a matter of, listen, Australia.
It's not getting it now. Yeah. Anyway, now let's get to the nub of the issue, right? Because on a substantive matter, like I said, I hear what Julius is saying. White people have been emboldened since this seventh administration.
Mm-hmm.
Having said that, I think Julius Malema makes a mistake of thinking, first of all, because he's the opposition, that the way that he can act is the way that a president must act. When you're in opposition like this, and the third big or fourth biggest party now in the country, you can afford to be radical. You can afford to take a stance that's very hard, like we're not going to meet with these unrepentant racists, yada, yada, yada. However, when you're head of state, there's certain ways you need to move, right? You're a lot more diplomatic. And also, Cyril's character is not like Julius. He's not as fiery as Julius. Cyril will sit with people that have disrespected him. He does it time and time again. With a smile, even. And I wonder, how does he do it? So he was never going to take that line. And then secondly, just because he met up with the guy, that doesn't necessarily mean that now there are diplomatic channels that are being undermined, etc. So on. Because as he said, that's his minister. It's his cabinet. He appointed them. He is the head of the cabinet. Exactly. If he wants to meet up with anybody, he's more than welcome to, well within his rights.
Yeah, I agree, man. I mean, because it's like, it can't be that he's gone over Lamola's head when he appointed Lamola in the executive. And also, we can't just sit here and act like Elon is just a regular racist from America. He's extremely powerful and extremely influential and he could be damaging, you know, whether you like it or not. So I don't feel like he's emboldened Elon by meeting up with him, but he does recognize that he's running the show there in the U.S. and he helped Trump. So I see nothing wrong with that. And yes, you're right. Cyril can go and meet up with anyone, especially if our PR as a country is being undermined, especially by someone so powerful as Elon Musk. He is, whether you like it or not.
So do you remember when Trump's first presidency began?
Mm-hmm.
And there was a clip that started circulating of Patrice Motsepe in Davos speaking to Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that clip?
I don't think I remember.
Patrice sounded like somebody who was pitching to Donald Trump. He was almost introducing himself. He said, this is a clip where he said, Africa loves you.
Oh, yes.
And then he went on to say, then he was speaking about himself and his businesses like, we are in this, we are in this, we're in mining, we're in tech. I was like, bro, chill, right? But the point I'm trying to make here is billionaires also like to just mess around with other billionaires because there could be a business opportunity there. And I think sometimes we forget that Cyril is also a billionaire. So he's got a reason to want to meet up with Elon Musk, even if it's got nothing to do with South Africa.
You know, for me, when I go back to Julius saying that the president didn't use diplomatic channels in his attempt to address the tensions between South Africa and America, I think we do need to backtrack a bit and confine ourselves to the facts. Firstly, states can engage or interact with non-state actors, be it NGOs, be it multinational corporations and individuals, to discuss any issue of mutual interest. So there, just indicating or stating that the president went outside diplomatic channels is incorrect, because he can engage non-state actors, even government itself, whether it be the ministers, they can.
And he himself is a diplomat.
Yeah.
The highest one, in fact.
So in this case, on just the facts, it's incorrect. But him saying that perhaps elevating Elon Musk by deciding as a first citizen to engage him, perhaps he's emboldened racist, it remains his view. But I also would say that opposition parties must never cease to question government if they feel that a president is overreaching into a function which is that of his minister. But in this instance, I would still say he didn't overreach, but it will always be okay for him to ask and the president to respond and say, you must never attempt to create divisions between me and my ministers. I would say it is the duty of opposition parties. If they feel you're overreaching, it's not within your purview, it's okay to challenge and find out, because you must give functions to each and every portfolio. So, and that will be their role, and you as president will understand your role. But in this instance, the state can interact or engage non-state actors. It was okay, I believe, to engage Elon Musk.
But we also need to highlight, in case somebody doesn't know, that Julius Malema himself has a personal gripe against Elon Musk.
Mm-hmm.
Because Elon Musk has been targeting Julius specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
He said he must be sanctioned.
Yeah, as this radical in South Africa. So, and we know, okay, Gucci Julius is always personal.
Yeah.
He cannot separate personal from business.
And there are presidents who engage him as well. I mean, he went to Botswana, and I'd like to believe that there are certain presidents where, when there are inaugurations or whatever, they chat to him.
Yeah.
And he would be a non-state actor in that instance. But they do. And they shouldn't also be questioned in their own countries why they engage Julius, who holds very interesting views, you know, very left. So, I mean, all's fair.
So let us know, what are your thoughts? Like I said, the point that he does have, though, is that Abelungu sebeyisa too much. Too much, too much.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that one, I also don't like.
What I want to understand is that what was so difficult for President Ramaphosa to sit down with Donald Trump and bakhulume president to president? Why did he see the need to tamba ukhuluma no Elon? Or is he confirming ukuthi uDonald Trump iphaphetheka Elon?
No. The meeting with Elon, first of all, took place long before the administration that Donald Trump started, right? The person who was still president at the time was sleepy Joe Biden. But the president, our president, I mean, happened to be in the same vicinity as Elon Musk, and then they met up. It was last year, and they had the discussion. And it was about a myriad of things, including Elon wanting Starlink to come to South Africa.
Hey, Bafethu. Mina ngisini EFF. Marumali manyamthanda ngale statement asiyenzile. Like, uyasibonisa ukuthi labantu laba behind closed doors bafuna ukuyenza izinto esingazazi. And manje yena uyaba-expose, yabo? Wenza into e-grand.
Hayi, vele kunjalo, mfowethu. Then namabani brewaka ke jumper robot that vela was wrong there. Ah, this guy my brother opens his window korobotwe ngenwe a busy blind shouts out the K word. What are you doing, you bloody K? Hey brewaka nokaranga shapa U10 nokaranga jumper out the car. Hell, so vele ya one of they are important right now.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, look, you see, the issue of racism has always existed. It's existed since the dawn of democracy. And obviously since before. So there's no single president that can say that they alleviated racism. The issue here is, because of how things are going, it's almost as if white people can see that the world and power will go back to them and their leadership. And that makes people act differently. That's the issue here. And I think any person can agree to that.
Yabona uChuchu, yilabo anti laba athi uzwi into ngo 12 o'clock angasalali, azifuna kulo umuntu lo komoshela ilanga. So is one of those aunties, uncle, president aka EFF esazi ukuthi hayi shem kafula kuphela ayifuni ayinelanga lonke. Ayifuni ukuthi bathi masidleni dessert sesizokhuluma okwani, masidleni makafuna ukukhafula uyakafula, makathola ichance uyayisebenzisa noma inyakho uyayivula uyafoster. Njengomzekezeke ayikhulume and mayinje ayekho uyinangi because angisiyamazi ukuthi uchuchu njani bese sokukudala sibo sithi hayi mani uJulia suke wayisho 2025 mayiseyenzeka.
Hey. You want to tell me that we can't put our bickering aside and deal with the common enemy, which is AfriForum? Yes, he said what he said. But at this point in time, I think we have bigger issues than him asking the president about what he asked him yesterday. No, come on, guys. Julius needs to stop. He needs to stop behaving like an unruly 23-year-old motor mouth. He's a grown-up man now. He needs to stop putting his personal issues and bringing them to the front. We understand he's got beef with Elon Musk. What does that have to do with what we are going through right now? Right now, we have a common enemy, which is the AfriForum. Let's put our differences aside, asibambane sidile ne AfriForum, and then we'll pick up our beef after AfriForum is dealt with. Can't we do that for East South Africa? We can't do that.
How would you like to deal with AfriForum?
President Ramaphosa is the head of the executive, and all ministers are beholden to him. There is no function, therefore, that the president cannot get involved in based on whatever reason, including whether he feels that his minister is not going as far as can be. But the lady is absolutely correct, 100%. The president can engage because he is also the country's highest diplomat, actually, outside of his ministers and ambassadors. So I just wanted to leave that with you.
Okay.
But I don't think he was over, Julius was wrong. You know, the way Mirangibona Hakon, it's like, imagine you had a customer who was disgruntled. And then the managing director goes and see that customer. So you as a customer representative, you've obviously probably or didn't even try to speak into the customer, but you know this customer is disgruntled. And then the manager director says, okay, he takes a leap and goes to the customer without your involvement. Like, where does that leave you? What is your role? Oh, he can't visit anybody in any way, but I think him taking the minister for international relations would have done better to see Utiazin. Don't do it on your personal view. It's as if now you're trying to please these people or this disgruntled customer. You don't even know what is it disgruntled about. So I think right, which you should have included a Minister of International Relations and just go see what's Elon Musk, what's he disgruntled about, what's his problem actually.
Okay, so let me add to your own analogy. What if the disgruntled customer is a CEO of another rival business? Now what? Because customer relations can't meet the CEO. It's CEO to CEO. Now what's the problem?
And also another thing, Cyril didn't like leave South Africa and saying he's going to go meet with Elon Musk. He was in New York for the United Nations General Assembly, then met with Elon Musk, and they didn't just discuss the tensions because they weren't this high. There were no tensions.
He was literally speaking about Starlink.
Starlink and the automotive business trying to attract investment into the country from the world's richest man. Can't blame him for that.
I too honestly think that racists, or rather white people in their majority, have gotten very comfortable under this new administration, right? In terms of spewing hate and changing the narrative, actually, you know. It's sick to see, like, they're literally in real time denying apartheid and calling, you know, these, you know, redistributive laws and the ones that are actually meant to serve justice, right? Or correct what has happened before. They call them racist laws, which is just like, so it shows a level of entitlement by white people, you know, that they're still willing to complain and feel marginalized when actually they're the worst perpetrators. They still have most of the land, right? They still have most of the businesses. Actually, these relations between the US and South Africa most benefit them more than they benefit the actual common lot.
Hey, Julius is coming out with his guns blazing, I can tell you now. I mean, after Ufloita Vayile, after Undoza Vayile, I mean, in a platform like this, Julius shoots kwasani, tubula kwasani. I feel like when a personal vendetta with anything and everything that doesn't make sense to him. That's why I'm not sure if Priam hasn't relaxed himself. Calm down, Nyago. Calm down. Relax. This is not a place. And the platform is actually not to directly come at Cyril. But oh well, let's see what happens. Ah, Marale, Julius, not high. He's shooting fire. He's shooting short.
What if Umatamela went there and he wanted to be the 30% BEE shareholder on Starlink and Elon said no? Remember what Trump said? Trump said the leadership in SA is doing funny things. Maybe, just.
Ah, d'accord. It's a kind of speculation. Hey.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.